The Ireland that we dreamed of would be the home of a people who valued material wealth only as a basis for right living. Of a people who, satisfied with frugal comfort, devoted their leisure to the things of the spirit. A land whose countryside would be bright with cozy homesteads, whose fields and villages would be joyous with the sounds of industry, with the romping of sturdy children, the contests of athletic youths, and the laughter of happy maidens, whose firesides would be forms for the wisdom of serene old age. The home, in short, of a people living the life that God desires that men should live.
Yeah, there you go. That's Eamon de Valera, the then Taoiseach of Ireland in 1943, during his St. Patrick's Day address, speaking about the vision of Ireland that he had, that he wanted to see, the Ireland that we dreamed of, a famous speech of the time. Eamon de Valera, 100 years ago this month, set in motion Fianna Fáil. And this weekend, the party is celebrating 100 years since the movement's establishment by Eamon de Valera in May of 1926. Fianna Fáil Ardéis taking place this weekend as well. The immediate origins of the party's establishment date to March 9th of that year, when Sinn Féin delegates from across Ireland gathered for a specially arranged extraordinary meeting of the Sinn Féin Ardéis to debate the party's abstentionist policy. But a split within the movement was firmly on the cards at that stage, and it came to fruition when Eamon de Valera set things up for Fianna Fáil to come into being this month 100 years ago. In a moment, we're going to hear from several people who've been involved in Fianna Fáil for many years. First, though, we're going to hear Keane O'Gorman and Caitlin O'Brien from Radio Kerry College of Journalism, Podcasting and Radio course. They went out and asked people who or what do they think of when Fianna Fáil is mentioned.
It would not be printable.
The one thing which is very historical from my point of view about Micheál Martin, which really means nothing to anybody, but my mother was his mother's next door neighbour in Cork. Yeah. And he lives in the parish that I was brought up in Ballinlough.
Bertie Ahern, a good Dublin man.
My parents were Fianna Fáilers all their lives. But you know, the people really, they give their opinion. And you know, 10 years ago, you know what happened to Fianna Fáil. So we have that power as people. So I have no real strong conviction about any of them, really, you know. But Fianna Fáil are, they can be there, but they can be, you know, they can be out as well.
Fianna Fáil is doing a very good job, and I was delighted that she met the Pope recently and represented Kerry people over in the Vatican, and I'm very happy about that.
Well, I think Fianna Fáil, what comes to mind is my late father, who was known in Mayo as Black Fianna Fáil. He joined the party in 1936 and was a loyal party worker for all of his life. He lived and breathed Fianna Fáil, and would not hear a word said against Charlie Haughey, Eamon de Valera, Jack Lynch, Bertie Ahern. Anybody who was under the Fianna Fáil banner was immaculate.
So who do you think of when you think of Fianna Fáil?
Tommy Griffin.
There you go. There's a contributor at the end. Last interviewee thought that Fine Gael councillor Tommy Griffin was a member of Fianna Fáil. So there you go. Just shows the blending of the two. Perhaps you heard Sean Lyons there among those interviews. Regular Radio Kerry contributor talking as well about his father and the history of it. Well, with me to talk about the party and 100 years is Leonard Hurley from Carra Sabine, a member since the mid-1960s, former chair of the South Kerry Corra Dáil Counter, and Kerry Corra Dáil Counter won the two constituencies merged, of course. We also have Maria Buckley from Killamatter, president of Fianna Fáil Women's Network, and we have John Crowley, who is national president at the moment from Ardfort of Ogra Fianna Fáil. Good morning to all of you, and thanks for taking time to talk to me on the programme this morning. Leonard, if I can start with you, the party's been on a journey, obviously, the country's been on a journey for the last 100 years, but what are your thoughts about the party you've been part of all these years as it celebrates 100 years in existence?
Well, first of all, the changes that have happened in Ireland over those 100 years, Fianna Fáil had been played a huge part in directing those changes. I'm thinking back to even to the 1930s, before my time, when Fianna Fáil built in all our towns and cities or started building the housing campaign, went on to do away with the slums in Dublin and Cork and in every town in Ireland. And that's something that's often forgotten. And of course, we come down to the real revolution, and that was the education revolution, which was directed by Umber Le Mas and, of course, Donal O'Malley. So, I mean, this was something that's often been forgotten, that what we have today in education is open to every child, regardless of background, and so on. So there's been a huge change in that sense, that now you see male, female, and people who would not have had a chance of education moving forward. And I think that's something to be very, very proud of. And it has brought us where we are today, where we have no immigration, but talking about anyone that is emigrating, it's a voluntary immigration. And we have, in fact, as good as full employment. So these are very positive things. I know there are things that need to be put right, and that's on its way. But we should look at the positive things that those that went before us did not have the benefits of. My own parents, like many parents, had to fight long and hard for minimum standards. And sometimes those standards were not available to most people in the country. Now there's a chance for everybody, particularly through education. So I think that Fianna Fáil played a great role in bringing the prosperity that we have today, and hopefully that will continue.
Okay, Maria Buckley, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme. What's your view on I suppose, what the party have gone through and established in the last century, from arising obviously out of the foundations of the state, the civil war, Éamon de Valera going his own way and deciding that, you know, he wants to set his own party up, and then getting electoral success and being in power for so many decades?
Well, I suppose just to echo the previous speaker's comments there, is that I suppose Fianna Fáil has kind of led and directed a lot of the, I suppose, significant changes we've seen in the country over the last 100 years. And I think a lot of those have brought about significant benefits that we do kind of forget. And where over the course of one or two generations, we've moved from a situation where people were had no education really beyond 12 or 13 years of age, to where third level education is absolutely accessible for everyone in the country now, making us have an extremely highly skilled workforce, giving greater opportunities for people. And I think that it has been the fact that Fianna Fáil, as I say, has led to this change, but has also directed a huge amount of social change as well. And that has been part and parcel of the changes we've seen in the country over the last 100 years. And I suppose this weekend, because it is our centenary, we're looking back on that last 100 years, but we're also looking forward to the next 100 years of Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, and is that one of the key things, the durability, I suppose, Marie, of the party, that it has survived? Because we've seen other parties come and go, Fianna Fáil has been a constant. And that may be down to organisation, it may be down to popularity, it may be down to the people, the foot soldiers and the soldiers, people who were involved at grassroots level, keeping it going for all those years. But that's one of the, I suppose, the testaments to the fact that the party has existed and survived for this length of time, despite the challenges.
Well, yes, I suppose, and there has been challenges. I mean, it looked no more so than the economic crash 15 years ago. But, I mean, people are always kind of willing to write off Fianna Fáil. But Fianna Fáil has very strong roots right across the country. It has a very strong organisation. And I always say Fianna Fáil is made up of people who, like myself, kind of would have grown up in the party and would have had family involved in the party, but also new members joined the party. Ogre is a very vibrant youth wing of the party. We're also, like, I suppose, very much encouraging women to get more involved in the party. We have a very strong women's network within the party now, and that has made it much more attractive to women to take more roles within the party, not just running for election, but like there always was within the party, women taking positions in the locals and the local organisation. And that has and that keeps the party very strong, I think, to have that diverse group within the party. And it is a very much a broad church. We have people of all backgrounds involved in the party. And I think we also we tend to, like, I always describe the party a bit like a family. It's like sometimes we might disagree, but we tend to mostly get along for the most part. and like each other, which is a very unusual thing.
When it comes to political parties, in terms of sometimes we might disagree, sometimes there's an open war, but you survived that too.
Well, we do, because I said that's very much why we do consider it like that, because in, for the most part we get on, and that's why everyone is very much looking forward to travelling up to the centenary Ardèche this year, because the events like the Ardèche are always a great way for the membership to reconnect and to debate things, yes, and to have disagreements, and that's part and parcel of politics, is to disagree on things and to find common ground, and in most cases we do find common ground, because we do all have the same set of core beliefs, and I think that's what makes Fianna Fáil have the duration that it has had and will continue to have.
We're talking about the centenary of Fianna Fáil being celebrated this weekend at the centenary Ardèche. We've Leonard Hurley on the line from Carrigsabine, Maria Buckley, who's president of Fianna Fáil's Women's Network. And we also have John Crowley, who is from Ardfert and is national president of Ógra Fianna Fáil. And John, I'll come to you next. What's your view on where the party stands for young people, but in general, celebrating 100 years this weekend?
Thank you, Gerry, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak this morning. Yeah, so from a broader perspective, you mentioned that Fianna Fáil has been on a journey over the years. It's fair to say that, you know, the country has too. And it was no accident, given that our sort of economic prosperity these days, it was sort of the policies of the mass and built upon with further generations by Haughey with the IFSC. But you mentioned, obviously, earlier, there was mention of Donal O'Malley. And as a young person, with education being a core aspect of sort of young people's lives, that was a cornerstone of basically what Fianna Fáil stands for, and my generation is an inheritor of that. And so too is it an inheritor of, say, for example, the peace on this island, and that was of course brought about by initially Albert Reynolds, and then Percy Hearn got it across the line with the Good Friday Agreement. So, you know, Fianna Fáil has been an integral part of this country, and it's no accident that we are where we are in an economic and social perspective. Of course, there is issues, but you know, it's something that's to be worked on. And I mean, again, yeah, education is a key aspect. We're one of the leaders in that in the world for the high level of education, and it's great to have, for example, Norma Foley, obviously, who's minister in the last government, and we've ministered Lawless now in the third level education, and he's working very hard in very different aspects, which Ógra engages in. That's the great thing about the Ógra organization, that we get access and our voice is heard within the party, and we get access to be able to talk to senior ministers and advocate the difficulties of our members to them, and sort of strive for solutions in that respect.
Yeah, indeed. Leonard, if I can talk to you about, like, you're looking at John there involved at Ógra Fianna Fáil, he says the party gives them access. We'll talk about Fianna Fáil, I suppose, in terms of the success of surviving and dominating Irish politics for many governments over the decades, and even coming back from the disaster for the party of 2011. But is it down to, how much of it is down to the organisational structures within the party? The corlicanter, the branches, the way the party organised itself and I suppose recalibrated itself throughout the years in terms of having that grassroots network that got support out, that got the votes out, the experience that was there to make it successful electorally.
Yes, Gerry, there's a very sound point there. Over the years, Fianna Fáil was blessed with very dedicated people. And say, for instance, here now in the Iberá Peninsula, we had 22 commons stretching from Castle Quay, Cardanion, across to Valentia, Port McGee, Drummond, up to Tiramayan. And in those 22 commons, you could count on any given election 6 maybe to 10 dedicated canvassers to go out and do the business. Unfortunately, what's after happening is structures have weakened. No doubt about that. There are no 22 commons active in the area now. But I think that applies not just to Fianna Fáil, but as far as I'm aware, it's all of the main parties have suffered in structurally, shall we say. And that's a big loss to the parties because, you know, when we had occasion to have meetings of our corlicanter here, you could be sure of a full house. now. It's very difficult to get people, and particularly young people, to get involved now. They seem to want to keep their distance, you know, and that's the fact. And that's
Leonard, is the Fianna Fáil tally man or tally woman still alive and breeding? And there's been plenty of those down through the years.
Oh, absolutely, they're there, but fewer. But what is there? Very experienced people. And on occasions, people will turn out just to be there and to put their shoulders to the wheel, as it were. Yes, they do. Yes, they're still there.
Yeah, you've had some brilliant operators at that level down through the years.
Oh, my God, yes, yeah. You could be sure of people who would see things coming and see trends. I was never very good at that, now, to be honest about it, but I would always bow to some of the experienced people there, like, for instance, John O'Donnell, for instance, now. You had the O'Donnells of Valencia, and you had the Murphys of Invercargill. And these people could see the trends from a very early stage, and so you'd listen and you'd learn. Simple as that.
Yeah, you certainly would. Maria Buckley, can I talk to you about that level? I suppose you have the organisation of the party down through the years, the common branch network, the people, the foot soldiers, the ones who wear out the shoe leather, the ones who go to the doors and were key really in winning elections for the party. But then you have the other side of it, maybe in the national consciousness, and John was talking about it there in terms of the leaders. De Valera, Lamass, Haughey, Bertie Ahern. How much of the party was about the personalities of the leaders down through the decades that led the way for the party and those electoral successes?
Well, I suppose the personality of the leadership of the party is certainly very important, when particularly in national campaigns, and I suppose particularly as regards national debates, because that is very much going to drive your overall electoral success. But I think where Fianna Fáil has the strengths as well is that our candidates are very much entrenched in their communities, and they have great support as well. And I mean, I know the structures have changed a little bit over the last maybe 20 years, but there is a big motion coming to the Ardèche to re-strengthen our commons and to reinvigorate them. And I mean, look, I'm from a small parish in Cork, and I mean, we have a very strong common. We have nearly 30 members in our common, and it is all about that helps to support candidates. And it's also driven, if you have a good candidate that's very good locally, that's going to help to increase your membership and keep your membership as well.
Yeah.
And they're the people who are going to go out and canvass subsequently.
Yeah, they certainly are. John, fair point on that, on that network and the commons and the organisation. Leonard's point, it's getting harder to attract young people into every party, or to do what was done in the past, attend meetings, get engaged on that level. Younger people tend to be more issues focused rather than, let's say, party loyalty focused. Is that a challenge?
Absolutely, no. And, you know, it's not just, as was said, a problem with Fianna Fáil. It's a global problem, really, with parties of young people. I think, as you say, they're more engaged with issues, but not necessarily the party. And I suppose it's partly the role of OGRE to sort of look at that and say, well, take those issues and sort of try and convince people, well, actually, the best medium and the best vehicle for that change is going through the party system, like Fianna Fáil. Certainly, we have great recruitment when it comes to colleges, and we're operating, I think, across 11 different institutions across the island. But there is a sort of an issue of trying to get people to connect back into their local commons. It's a different way of trying to convince people to get into a room, and it is daunting for young people. And Maria, as I'm sure she can attest, you know, as chair of the women's network, it's also daunting for women to get in it. So it is
one of the criticisms is not enough women in Fianna Fáil down through the years at elected office.
That may be a fair enough assessment, but certainly I think, and that attests to the role and the strength and the importance of something like the Women's Network. And indeed, even within OGRE, we've recently established our own Women's Network, and that's, even though it's only about a year in existence, it's really bearing fruit from bringing on really, really strong women candidates that could go forward. We have our national executive elections over the weekend, and there's a huge proportion of those women who are of OGRE age, and I wish them all well going forward, including Kerry's own Elaine Dold, so I wish her well. But aside from that, you know, it also brings forward issues. So in the last year, OGRE put forward a women's health policy and is also campaigning on an issue related to amending COCO's law in relation to the generation of intimate images, non-consensual, through AI, which was sort of a hot topic there a few months ago.
Okay, all right, so that's all happening. Yes, Leonard? Yeah.
Could I make just one point? You mentioned about personalities there and for the leader of any party, and it's hugely important. Now, I met all the party leaders, with the exception of Sean Lamass, whom I held in the highest esteem. I met De Valera and met the whole lot of them. But the one that stands out for me is Jack Lynch. Jack Lynch was an extraordinary gifted individual when it came to meeting people. He had he was a gentleman, and he had a natural ability to relate to people and put people at their ease, and it showed in that election where he got him, where he got a huge majority, which unfortunately didn't work out too well. But no, the personality is hugely important. Micheál Martin has a touch of that personality as well. He is very relaxed in meeting people, and he can relate to people at all levels. And that's very important for the leader of any party to be able to do that.
Okay, it certainly is. Listen, unfortunately, we are out of time on this, but I want to thank the three of you for talking to us on the programme this morning and marking the centenary of Fianna Fáil and the characters and the people that have been involved down through the years. My thanks to Leonard Hurley, John Crowley, who's OGRA, President of Fianna Fáil Nationalist from Ardfort, and Rhea Buckley from Kilimatras, President of the Fianna Fáil Women's Network. If you have a view on it, the characters, the people, like we said, we kept it away from the politicians this morning to talk about, I suppose, how the party's developed and who have been behind it down through the years. You have the high profile leaders of the party, the TDs of the party. First, one of the first Fianna Fáil TDs for Kerry was William O'Leary, 1927 to 1932. There is, by the way, if you want more on that, a centenary exhibition of the early years of the party in Kerry County Library branches, which is on display at the moment. And that is of the Soldiers of Destiny, put together by Owen O'Shea.